Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Highlift Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. As they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show. Hello, and welcome to Your Business, Your Life with your host, me, Matt DeFrancesco. As always, I'm joined with my awesome producer, Eric Johnson. So, hey, Eric, how you doing today?
My brother, I am doing so good. I'm so excited about this topic. I appreciate so much that you took my request to heart, and you're doing a topic that I asked for.
But you know what? And it was appropriate because we were away last week, and I thought, what a better time. And I actually wrote this while I wrote my outline as I was sitting on the beach. So of St. Augustine.
Oh, you're killing me. I love it.
It was great.
I have a beach in my future. I don't know when, but we're thinking maybe late September or October, but it just seems so far away. I want to get on the beach so bad.
I hear you. And actually, it was funny. We don't normally go this time of year, but we found a great deal. My wife's like, she can spend all day at the beach. And we found this on Airbnb, a minute walk from the beach. Geez. And it was perfect. Ugh. I mean, it was perfect. And that way she could stay out there because I like the beach, but yeah, after about 2 hours, I'm bored. I'm like ready to go do something else. So she didn't feel bad that she was going to be stuck out there. You know, have to how do I get back to the house? You know, she could just walk. So it worked out great.
Yeah. So you were talking about renewal time, and this is something that you've spoken about on many podcasts because this is something that you do within your coaching group. Yep. And a shout out to Coach Joe, because I know that he's one of the people that have worked with you on this, and you have told me about it. And I love the concept. I love the idea, but I kind of want to know what's your true purpose for this? What's your definition of renewal time, I guess, is what we should start out with.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, a lot of the times people don't really understand what the whole concept is. Basically, what renewal time is, it's taking time to go to rest and relax outside your typical environment, both of your business and your home. Mm-hmm. So it could be, you know, a week's vacation going to the beach. Maybe it's taking a weekend stay, either, you know, a local resort or maybe the local lake or wherever you live. I mean, that's the one thing. You're pretty landlocked. Like the beach is probably a haul for you, isn't it?
it's a flight in any direction, you know, or exactly. if I want a local beach, it's just beach that you don't want to sit at.
Well, exactly. But you know, there's like lakes and places like that. There's nice little places sometimes you can find. There's actually about 45 minutes away from me. There's a lake, and they have little cottages, and that's just a great way just to even for a weekend or just taking 72 hours just to kind of go and just, you know, get away from it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what that renewal time is. And there's really, I think, two aspects to renewal time. There's both a physical aspect, and then there's a psychological aspect. So really, you know, the points I was going to talk about today is what is renewal time. The second one, and I kind of switched the order of these around. The second one is why business owners don't take renewal time.
Mm.
And then the third one is why they need it. And then the fourth is, again, how it works. So I figured we'd kind of walk through some of the steps here. And I already kind of talked on the first one, what is renewal time? This mm-hmm. idea of just kind of getting out of your environment. If you notice, I also talked about both your business and your home. Mm-hmm. Some people want to do staycations. And how relaxing are your staycations?
Yeah, the tour list for a staycation is much different than a tour list for when I'm on vacation, because the tour list on a staycation is more of a honey-do list.
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. And you're still dealing with, you know, especially if you have kids events, and you're really not out of your normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, why don't business owners take renewal time? Now, again, and this is probably most business owners, but it's especially true in the automotive industry, is they're grinders. You know, every one of them I know, they're grinders. They're, you know, again, working on cars. It's all about just work. It's how they're wired, and it's how most of us business owners are wired.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we know is work. And what we do is we also view business as a marathon, and we see it as a competition, and we're afraid, like the marathon runner, if he stops, the competition is going to catch up with him. And we think the same way. And then I think the third reason they don't take it is they don't understand the psychology of their minds, how their mind actually works.
Hmm.
So, I'm sure you as a business owner can relate to this is that, you know, again, we're used to work. And it's like, even when we're going to take our staycation, what do we end up doing is work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You can't turn it off. Work. Yeah. Right. As an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs just don't turn it off. And I don't think it's possible to turn it all the way off. And I can say it. I know it's true of you because you even made this list while you're on the beach.
Right. Exactly. Right?
But exactly. You took the work that took the time to renew yourself. And if you have a thought, it's okay to act on that thought. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm going to jot some notes down and have this idea, because you can do that in a very short amount of time and put it away. And right. For years, I've talked to people about, I know you've said the same thing, is that entrepreneurs should be keeping like a little notepad next to their bed. Mm-hmm. Because yep. As you're sleeping, sometimes things wake you up in the middle of the night. And when you're thinking about business, all of a sudden you have this idea. I've jotted down ideas that are fantastic. And I've also jotted ideas down that I thought were fantastic. And then you wake up right. In the morning, you're like, what was that? Exactly. That's just the dumbest idea ever. But it's something that you have to get out of your brain so that you can relax and you can rest. And that's just talking about sleep. These types right. of renewal time, man, I love that you're talking about this, because I think that's vitally important. And we know that you're still going to do a little bit of work, or you're going to have your mind on it here and there. It's just not possible to turn it completely off, but give yourself an opportunity.
Right. Well, you know, and it's as a business owner, you're never out of your business. I mean, this is exactly. like your baby. Yep. And so you're always thinking about it, but it's whether you're thinking about it consciously or unconsciously. And I'm going to talk a lot about that on how this whole thing works.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, why do business owners need the renewal time? The first one is, from a physical standpoint, they need to rest. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I always use the athlete analogy. Where, you know, with your body and exercise. So, you know, we want to exercise to get fit. But the problem is, if we continually exercise, we continually just break down our bodies and never give our bodies a chance to recuperate and to build itself stronger. And so it can be more dangerous to be working out all the time. You know, they talk about with weightlifters, you know, you don't want to be lifting weights every day. And especially as we get older, you know, we need more recuperation time. It was funny. I was playing tennis last night, and a bunch of us were talking because they wanted to play. We were playing about 2 hours, and they wanted to go a little longer. And I said, no. I said, I'd love to play longer. I love playing tennis, but I know that I'm right at that point. If I do a little bit more, I'm going to start breaking myself down. And I was telling them a story how I remember, I think I played a Saturday, a Sunday. I didn't play a Monday. Then I played a Tuesday. And then mm-hmm. I was hitting with a friend of mine on Wednesday, and I could not move. I mean, my knees were so sore. I mean, I couldn't run after anything. And I was like, boy, this is, what's wrong with my knees? And my instructor, who was at the club at the time, said, he goes, you need to take some time off, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you said it perfectly. I love your analogy because we've heard it for a long time. It's leg day today. It's leg right. day. The reason they say that is because yesterday wasn't leg day. That's the day that they let their legs recuperate. Or if it's arm right. day one day, you're not doing arms the next day because you're giving it that time to recuperate.
Oh, exactly. I actually found as I get older, I mean, being in my mid-50s now, that I can do strength training twice a week and get more benefits than going 3-4 times a week.
Mm.
Because again, being older, I need that extra time to recover.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, and I think what happens is we you know, a lot business owners tend to look at business as a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it is. I mean, it's not a series of intense sprints. It can be a marathon. It can be a grind. But what we forget is the marathon is also a race too. And mm-hmm. even the elite marathoners, they have time space between the marathons that they run. And it's usually a number of weeks. Most of the time it's usually about 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Because they need that time to allow their body to recuperate after such a stressful race.
Yeah, absolutely.
So business works the same way. I think the second reason why business owners need renewal time is, again, just to connect with family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, going on vacation with, you know, we were lucky enough to have, you know, my son who lives in Gainesville came down, my two younger sons. Unfortunately, my oldest son, he couldn't get the time off to do it, but we had some great memories. I mean, and just doing dumb things like, you know, going to the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth the $16 per person, but but we had to do it. I mean, yeah. You know, we had to go do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was cute. And my wife says she likes to make these, what are the little photo books you get?
Oh, like scrapbooking?
Yeah, well, it's not scrapbooking. It's you send them away.
The ones that do it over the computer. It just does it all for you.
Yeah, Shutterbug. Yeah, she gets a Shutterbug. And she makes it for every vacation. And she puts like cute little captions in it.
That's awesome.
And these are memories.
Yeah.
These are memories. And that's so important. You know, it's the, you know, being able to spend time with a family away on trips is not about, it's sometimes just about creating those memories too,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which are probably maybe more valuable than just actually getting the time to relax.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but the third reason, this is what we're going to really kind of dive into, is that the reason business owners need renewal time is it allows their subconscious minds to begin to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this work? Now, it's interesting. I've actually read a number of studies on this, and when you look at our conscious mind processes 40 bits of info per second. Okay.
Hmm.
Which seems like a lot until you look at what the subconscious mind processes, and that's 20 million bits of information per second.
Good gravy.
Yeah. I mean, so our subconscious mind is taking in all this stuff that we're, a lot of things that we're not even conscious of. And that's why they actually, studies have shown why sleep is so important, because they found that sleep is part of the mind's process, is the processing mechanism for the mind. So what it's doing is because you think about that, at 20 million bits of information per second, guess how much information is going into the subconscious mind in a day?
Yeah, that's a huge number.
It's a huge number. And the mind needs time to process that.
Yeah.
And that's what sleep does. And that's why we have dreams a lot of times, because the dreams are our subconscious mind kind of processing the information. Mm. And sometimes you have some really weird dreams, like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Well, that was information that subconscious mind is kind of like just trying to dump.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's so interesting.
Yeah, it really is. But here's the thing. The conscious mind will always override the subconscious mind unless we get it out of the way. So there's a story in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He talks about Andrew Carnegie. And when Andrew Carnegie had a difficult problem that he was trying to solve, you know, he'd be sitting at his desk and he's kind of struggling through this thing. And he had a regular practice of doing this where he would get up from his desk. He would go over to like a side table and he'd get a deck of cards and he would start playing solitaire. And he would just play games of solitaire and just keep playing games of solitaire. And I mean, he might do this for an hour, maybe 2 hours. And then all of a sudden he would get up and he'd go back to the problem. And all of a sudden he had the solution.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's again, because what he did was he got his conscious mind off of the problem and allowed the subconscious mind to kind of work through it. So do you ever, you know, we talked about the dumb ideas, but you ever, sometimes you're having a problem and you just can't figure it out. You go to sleep and you wake up and it's all of a sudden the solution's clear as day.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's exactly the process that's happening there. Hmm.
That's so intriguing.
And every one of my clients that I got to do this, they, when they came back the first time they did it, they were like, oh my gosh, I had so many ideas, the things I want to do. I'm energized. I want to get back into my business because I want to, you know, I got this I want to implement. I want that I want to implement. I want to put these systems in place. And it took it, it. And I'll be honest, I was one of the worst at this. I mean, my coach preached renewal time since I started working with him 10 years ago. And I was always like, I resisted it. I can't really afford to do this. I got to work. And then finally I'm like, all right, let me take, but I was trying to do staycations. And it was really only in the last couple of years that I finally said, look, he told me, get a calendar, a strategic calendar. I want you to mark off which weeks of the month you're taking off as for renewal. And so what I look at a lot of times is say, you know, when I'm looking at the calendar, you know, most months are 4 weeks, but every 3 months, there's a 5-week month,
mm-hmm.
taking that fifth week and blocking that off. and saying, I'm going to go. Now, what my challenge has been now, because I hate booking trips, is either getting my wife to do it, or I'm actually looking to hire an assistant that'll do just all that stuff. Hey, here's my weeks. I want to go away. Here's the criteria. Go book it for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But to force yourself to do that. And it was interesting because, you know, he would tell me every one of his clients that he got to start doing this renewal time. He said every one of them saw increases, sometimes 25% increases in their business by working less. Hmm. And when I started doing it, I saw the exact same thing.
Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing because, again, we're being more productive. I mean, you know, not only are we getting our subconscious mind to work on our business because we're never out of it, but the other reason is that we're more efficient too. Think about it. When you're getting ready to go on vacation, how much work do you get done that week prior to that?
Not a ton.
Oh, you don't get a ton?
Well, no. See, so I can get certain things done, but then I'd say probably 2 days before vacation, and this is probably because I don't take enough renewal time.
Right.
You know, if I take one vacation a year, sometimes it's been every 2 years, I get so excited about that vacation, just being able to step away, that it's difficult to concentrate. But the 3 days leading up to that, yeah, I'm cramming to get a bunch of stuff done, trying to work as hard as I possibly can.
Right. Yeah. I think what happens is the more you start taking it, you do become more efficient because, you know, hey, I'm going to be off a week. I got to get this stuff done before I leave because I'm not doing anything when I'm there. You got to commit to doing nothing when you're there.
Yep. No, I agree 100%.
So I think really to harness the power, you know, you schedule the time off. I think the second thing, and you hit on this, is keep a notebook. So when ideas come to you, I carry a journal with me all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I'm always journaling. And sometimes it's just like, you know, a thought pops into my head and I just start writing it. And sometimes even a problem, when I have a problem, I start journaling about it. I call it the brain dump.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had clients of mine that have just really struggled with, I want to incorporate the kids in my business, but I'm not sure if they can do it. And you know, I tell them, I said, get a journal, start, you know, when you get these thoughts, start writing it. And we call it the brain dump. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just putting it out on paper just gets it out of our head.
Yeah.
The garbage.
Yeah. And I would say that if you have a spouse, if you're listening to this and you have a spouse, when you start to do this and have renewal time and take this time off, make sure they understand exactly what you're doing with a notebook or a journal. And I agree 100%. Keep that with you. But don't use your cell phone. Don't use a laptop because it's like, okay, well now you're working. It really isn't a time to work, but don't punish yourself. If you have a good idea, if you have a thought, that's what that's for. Jot it down and then you can close the journal and put it in your pocket and continue on with your time with your family. But we don't want resentment to be there from a spouse saying, oh, well now you're working, we're on vacation, you're working. Well, no, it's just, hey, I'm going to jot this down and I'll deal with that when we get back. Right.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, no, that's so true. And you know what? There's something about writing something down, to physically writing instead of typing it on your phone. I mean, it's funny. I've tried all these different technologies to, you know, do planning and to, you know, to do strategic thinking. And you know what? I got this huge whiteboard and I still use the whiteboard all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just something about writing it out, you know, writing in a journal. There's something just about that, actually putting the pen to paper, that there's a power that's in that.
Yep. Yeah. And it's funny that I just thought of this. The same thing happens while I'm driving. So if we're going someplace and we're going on vacation and I'm driving, a lot of times I do the bulk of the driving, and my wife and when my kids were little, they may be sleeping, especially my wife, she just conks out. But there's been more than once, Matt, where I've poked her and I'm driving, hey, I need you to text me. And she's like, what? Just text me. And I'll have her text me something that's on my mind, right? I'll just say, text me, da 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 da, because it'll remind me for later, because I can't write it down at that moment I'm driving.
Yeah. Right?
But I just thought about that. It's so funny because when I'm in that driving state, I'm just kind of churning on things, or I'm listening to music, bebopping along, and the subconscious is working, right? All of a sudden, boom, something comes to me. Hey, text me this. And she'll do that for me. And it's been so helpful because a lot of my ideas have come while I'm driving and there's nothing else to do but look out the windshield and listen to some music.
Right. Well, yeah. And the other thing you can do is, and this is where technology can work to your benefit, utilize Siri or what's that? Yep. I forget what the Google one is, but yeah, where you can just like, so, hey Siri, make a note, blah, 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 blah. And then it's all of a sudden in your notes, then, you know, make it a habit to go back, review those. And then if you, there's ideas that you want to expound upon, that's when I would physically write those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So those are just a little tips on renewal time. It took me a long time to buy into it. Mm-hmm. And I think most business owners that are listening to this might go, I'm not so sure about it. Give it a try. Take a calendar out. Even if 12 months is seems like that's a long time. I mean, I have friends of mine that they have 18 month calendars. Like, you know, they're coming to me and say, okay, so what are we doing in 2023? Mm-hmm. What? But that's how far they're booking out. Yeah. But even if you can just take what the next 6 months, when can I take a week, a full week just to get away?
Yeah.
Find the week and then book it.
Mm-hmm.
Just book it. Go somewhere. And just see how this works for you. And just remember, when you book it, like I have one guy, and you know, the first time he did it, he brought his laptop and everything. And so, yeah, he took like the first day, and then the second day he's in there working, and his wife calls me, says, "You need to talk to Jeff. He's working." And I did. I called him right there. I said, "Put that damn thing down."
That's right.
Take the time. And it was a struggle for him. But all of a sudden, once he started to see the benefits, he understands now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say that if you are looking out 6 months or even a year, and it's just you're hard pressed to find that week, or maybe you find that week and it's at the end of a year, find 2 days that you can bookend with a weekend. And just take that time and then find a place to go. Again, I agree, Matt, 100%. You've got to be offsite. Get out of your business, get out of your house. And even if it's just 4 days, just to go and unplug, what amazing benefits it'll give you.
Oh, exactly. You know, during COVID, it was interesting because Coach Joe and I were talking about this because, you know, we were all holed up. Nobody could go anywhere. And he finally was like, you know what? Now he lives in Melbourne, Florida. So, you know, they can go, you know, he can go an hour and a half and be on, you know, Vero Beach or, go down to, you know, in a couple hours be in Lauderdale. I mean, yeah. So they got a lot of good destinations that were there. But he was like, you know, we've been just taking these short, like, you know, 48 hour, 72 hour jaunts just to kind of get out. And he said, can you find some places that are local? And that's what we started doing. Just, you know, like little resorts or maybe an hour and a half away just to spend, you know, maybe it's just a night or, you know, 48 hours. Just to, again, these little jaunts, and especially during COVID, I think it was really important because we were kind of stuck. We couldn't go anywhere. Right. Yeah. But you could find places that maybe were still safe that, you know, even if it's a cabin at that little lake, I said that was 45 minutes away. Those were great. Mm-hmm. Those were perfect to get away. So yeah, you can just wrap these things around, but I'd like to make it an exercise for those listening to look at a 6 month calendar and try to find 1 week. I'm going to make you stretch a little bit here and find a week and then just try to, you know, experiment with it and take the ideas that I presented here and utilize them.
Yeah. Well, I know we're getting low on time here. You just barely scratched the surface on this. I know that you've given a ton of great points, but if there's a business owner out there that's listening to you and saying, yeah, right, Matt. Okay. It's trying to find time. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the most difficult part. Right. I know that you've got all kind of tips and strategies and ways to help them look at their business in a slightly different way. What's the best way to reach you if they want to have this conversation?
Yeah. Well, if you have a specific question, you can always go to, we have a special email address, podcast@highliftfin.com. If you want to talk about your specific situation in more depth, go to my website, highliftfinancial.com. And up at the top, you'll see a Let's Talk button. And you can get on there and find a time on my calendar that works for you. More than happy. There's no obligation, no fee to it. Just a chance for us to chat and see where I might be able to help you out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
So, So, hey, thank you, Eric. And I want to thank you, the listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Your Business, Your Life with me, Matt DeFrancesco. And if you've not yet subscribed to the podcast, please click on the subscribe now button below. And this way, when I come out with new podcasts, it'll show up directly on your listening device. And this will make it easier for you to share these podcasts with your friends and family. So again, I want to thank you for listening. And from me and from Eric and everybody here at Highland Financial, make it your best day every day and take care and God bless. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Highlift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA Highlift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.